שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 516.
We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student. Sorry, we're reading from Shamati on page 24. From the article, the article, The Matter of Spiritual Attainment. We're reading on page 24. For themselves, no, we're going back another. We're going back to page 23, the last paragraph. The upper light is made of two discernments, attaining and attained. And everything we say regarding the upper light concerns only on how the attaining is impressed by the attained. However, in themselves, meaning only the attaining or only the attained, they're not called Ensof. Rather, the attained is called Atzmuto, and the attaining is called souls, being a new discernment which is part of the whole. It is new in the sense that the will to receive is imprinted in it, and in that sense, creation is also called existence from absence. And for themselves, all the worlds are regarded as simple unity, and there is no change in godliness. This is the meaning of, I, the Lord, do not change. There are no sfirot and prinot in godliness. And even the most subtle affiliations do not refer to the light itself, as this is a discernment of Atzmuto, where there is no attainment. Rather, all the sefirot and the discernments speak only of what a person attains in them. This is because the Creator wanted us to attain and understand the abundance as His desire to do good to His creations.
In other words, we are inside the light of Ensof, infinite light, abstract, unchanging, no discernments. Instead, all the changes and the discernments are according to our perception of it. That's what's happening. So we have to understand that to the extent of the vessels we develop, accordingly we'll have attainment in Ensof. Until our vessels will be so refined, if we can say it, yeah? Complex, so complex that we would perceive Ensof, infinity, not in a differential way, but in an integral way. Such small parts that will add up to one whole integral. What are you looking at me for, Gershon? You didn't learn integral math? Okay, it's not too bad. Nothing will happen. I don't want to. Let's say you have a shape of a circle, which is Ensof. No limits, and infinite, let's say. But I can't see it. What can I see? I can see something that's limited, that has boundaries. This piece and that piece, a triangle. We have various shapes. But some form of restriction. Ensof is without restriction. What? How? Where? Nothing. I can perceive only inside my vessels. That's why I'm adding many, many vessels. But regardless of how many vessels I add up, still there will be such small pieces that I cannot cover. So the transition from the total sum total of the vessels to the entire area is called an integral. From zero to how much?
No.
600,000. What's up with you? 600,000. That's it. That's what we have to do. Meaning, by adding more and more and more vessels in such a way, we discover more and more of Ein Sof. Ultimately, it's going to be Ein Sof. Infinity. Why? Because we exert, we labor, and the addition to the labor is going to be coming from the light that appears inside, which is called surrounding light. Oh, Mekif. This is called the Creator will finish for me. And then we indeed reach perfection, wholeness. But when we reach it, we have to understand that before us, there is Ein Sof, infinity. And only according to our vessel, we're able to discover it in small parts. A tiny square, a triangle, another rectangle, and so on and so forth. This is the matter of the degrees. That eventually, we have to reach Ein Sof in this way, infinity. How can you reach infinity with the degrees? There is this additional help that comes from the upper light. Okay? No questions? Good. Because I also don't have answers so much. What answers can I give about Ein Sof, infinity? That's how it works.
In order for us to attain what He wanted us to attain and understand as His desire is to do good to His creations, He created and imparted us with these senses. And these senses attain their impressions of the upper light. Accordingly, we have been given many discernments, since the general sense is called the will to receive, and it is divided into many details, according to the measure that the receivers are able to receive. Thus, we find many divisions and details called ascents and descents, expansions and departures, etc.
Why? Also simple, because if there's a deficiency that I stand to discover, I first have to feel the deficiency. We call it descent. Only for us it's a descent. Because in truth, I have to acquire that deficiency, that empty space, in order to later fill it. So first, I receive a descent, which is acquiring, which means acquiring the space. And then the work, the labor, in the same place, and then filling, fulfillment in that same place, attainment. So it works degree after degree. They always appear in order, because that order from above downwards, when everything cascaded, it was registered in me, and then in me it is revealed in the opposite order, from lighter to heavier. What's up, Gershon?
About this drawing, this green rectangular. The deficiency I have to acquire is not mine.
Drawing.
The deficiency, this small square, it's not mine, it's in the friends, right?
Yeah, that's clear.
Good.
If you're asking, where is the I is here, outside of this. This is me.
Okay. Now, I felt that Eran really wants to feel a flavor in the work. That's his deficiency. He wants to feel the flavor of bestowing. Now, I want to take this deficiency that I think I felt of Eran, and I want to do work with it. What should I do with that? What's my work with it?
Your work is to fill his desire for pleasure from bestowal.
I heard that what I should do is actually think about it, pray for it, ask for it, exert in that, that Iran will find the flavor of bestowing. What, that's my work?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to attain? What's the fulfillment I attain as a result of this work?
What he wants.
he attains. What do I get when I succeed in working in that?
If you succeed in getting what the friend wants, that's your fulfillment.
Is it supposed to be felt in me as pleasure?
Of course. How can you perform an action? To perform an action means to fill a deficiency. And in filling this deficiency, you should be feeling pleasure.
So what is missing in this work for me to feel it as pleasure?
What you're missing is to feel his deficiency first. His deficiency should be felt as yours. And although it is not his deficiency only, but also yours, but because it belongs to him, you can raise it to the Creator. I'll tell you. I'll share it differently. This is you. Gershom. And this is Eran. You feel his deficiency, minus. He can't turn to the Creator with this deficiency. He would have liked it, but it's impossible. You can feel the deficiency in him, raise it, be included of his deficiency, although you're not in his deficiency, but then you connect that with your deficiency to help him, and those two deficiencies you raise to the Creator. More precisely, you are raising to the Creator your deficiency to help him. This was in black. Yeah, that's it. And inside of it is his deficiency. You are raising both of those things, and you receive an answer from the Creator. You receive, you raise it to the Creator, and you receive from the Creator fulfillment, filling. Meaning here, you already have a filling, realization, filling. And then you fill him. You come and you fill him. You're already together in that. Only in this way he can receive what he lacks. He can never receive it on his own, by himself. The Creator doesn't hear it. It's not considered a prayer of many. Rather, on the contrary, the more he would try to realize himself, the more he tries, more and more, again and again, by that, his deficiency only gets corrupted.
It
becomes more and more deficient. But it's not the same lack that the Creator illuminated for him, right? Awakened in him, which is that first lack. Let's say in that first state, that deficiency, but by turning to the Creator, trying to fill it, trying to attain it, it grows this deficiency more and more, but those deficiencies, those lacks that he increases incorrectly are by now a klipa.
So what should he actually do with his deficiency?
Expect the friends to help him, because one cannot save himself from prison.
But his deficiency is also to help the friends. That's also what he wants, his deficiency.
His lack will help the friends reach bestowal. How can the friends turn to the Creator? They can't. With what they would turn to Him? Only if they discover a lack in the friends, and they use these lacks to turn to the Creator. That's why each one is for everyone. You have a song about it. One for all for one. I don't remember. It's a French song, I think. Yeah.
Moskva.
Moskva.
Раф, с другой стороны возникает вопрос: могу ли я молиться, просить Творца за то, чтобы?
There's a question on the other hand. Can I pray to the Creator that He will give me the means to give Him pleasure by giving pleasure to the friends?
But how do you turn to the Creator? With what? He gave you a group, He gave you the means, He gave you a teacher, He gave you a method, everything. What else do you want from Him? What are you lacking in order to feel the deficiency in the friend? You can turn to the Creator and say, I tried all the time to be inside the group and feel their deficiencies, and I still can't seem to discover them. Help me be more sensitive to their lacks. Okay, but that's after truly investing yourself in them and trying to realize yourself in this way. This is possible. Yes, Moti.
2 or 3 days ago, you said that the Creator's door is open, so we should go and knock on the door.
It's called an opening for those who knock into repentance.
Okay, so now we've been impressed from the deficiency of Shiovitz and Seth. I've been feeling him for a few lessons. So we have this deficiency. Why can't they knock on the Creator's door?
But their desire is egoistic.
Right, but if the friends ask for them...
Well, which friends are asking?
They're building something, they can't do anything.
They're asking of us? I don't feel them asking. Let them come to us and say, guys, we came to the lesson, we're waiting for you to help us. We're exploding with a desire to have the force of bestowal. We don't discover it. Help us. Also, help us to have a desire to bestow, a prayer before a prayer. Help us.
At the moment, it seems that they're lost with their deficiency.
They're lost if you're not going to help them.
Right. So how do I go and knock on the Creator's door and demand for them? We're waiting for this deficiency.
So you discovered a certain lack in them.
We all discovered.
Okay, I'm talking about you, because you're jumping with a microphone. So please, you, today, you have to constantly think, how are you receiving from the Creator some power to pass to them so they will be able to advance in bestowal, whatever they want?
Can I help on my own, in my own prayer?
You must. Each one. Each and every one, and all of us together. Later, we'll scrutinize in what way it's expressed. I can't do it this way. We'll never finish this article. Still, ten duty.
If I can add another deficiency in.
What additional deficiency? Yours?
Yes.
That you want to help him?
Yes.
Only?
Yes.
Of course you must. That's what we have here. I don't have
Oh, yes, I have something.
I turn to the friend. I take his lack. I'm included in his lack, and I raise it to the Creator. Then I receive from the Creator the force to bestow to the friend, and he receives inside of it the ability to bestow. What needs to be? He needs to have a lack, and I should have a lack. And then I work with his lack to bestow to him, to his lack. That's it.
So, is he impressed from my deficiency?
He's also impressed from your lack because you're going to help him.
And that's fulfilling that his desire?
No, the fulfillment, the filling you receive from above, the force of bestowal you receive, that's a filling.
So that's mutual work.
It's mutual work. You receive for his deficiency and for yours, and he receives for his lack. You gain twice.
So how is that expressed during the day? How do we work together in this direction?
He seemingly doesn't have to work. If he works, you can attain even more if you're working together. But rather, you have to constantly think, how are you helping him? Turn to the Creator, how do I help him? What do I need for that? To have a desire, to be included in him, to have a desire to turn to the Creator, to have faith, meaning that I'm certain I can turn to him and receive an answer. I need arvut, meaning from the group, this general support. Then you'll discover what you're lacking. There are many questions here. I don't think that... I'm going to answer them, but tomorrow we'll have the same questions. You have to work. And then from this, there's none as wise as the experienced. Otherwise, they're just questions that I don't feel like answering them because I've answered them 1,000 times.
The greatest fear after this explanation is that we turn this internal work we're supposed to do during the day to some external action.
This I don't understand. What do you mean external action? There's nothing external here.
Exactly. That's my greatest fear.
I don't understand you. I don't understand you. What here you can turn into an external action?
I can turn anything I'm supposed to be in a prayer about during the day to fill his deficiency, to turn it into an action.
Which action? Other than this request from the Creator, you have no other action. Yes, David.
The question is this. I want to walk all day long and to feel the deficiencies of my friends in the tent.
Yes.
And then in your explanation, it suddenly dawned me, I'm not sure I understood you correctly, that I feel the deficiencies of the friend only if I have the same deficiency. This is the law of equivalence of form, meaning if I don't have a deficiency for something,
then you can't understand them. That's why they're called friends, chaverim. That in general, you have common deficiencies towards the Creator and towards the society, towards one another, more or less. You are in the process of, you're almost similar to each other. Of course, they have their unique style, but they're all aimed at the connection between them and the connection to the Creator. And
so if I want to feel the intensity of their deficiency, because that what leads to the prayer ultimately, what actions should I do with my desire so that I will be more...
Just what he likes. He wants to receive a force to bestow, but he's unable to ask for himself. You're asking for him. So your request, your appeal to the Creator is an appeal in order to bestow. You have nothing to bestow to the Creator. You can't... What will you give him? But when you fill other vessels, by that you give pleasure to the Creator.
That's clear. In order to come to that, I have to do something with my desire. I have to clear room for his desire. I have to restrict myself
to be included of his desire.
In order to be included in his desire, what should I do first with myself?
To that extent, you need to restrict your own desire, your desire for yourself.
Meaning, in order to feel the depth of his desire, I should first reach a state where I restrict my desires, then I can feel his desire?
Just like giving a pillow. No, how can I be without two pillows? Or even without a single pillow? How will I sleep? So you restrict, you're restricting your deficiency. That's right. Otherwise, it's not called giving. And you give it to him. And you enjoy from giving to him. And he... And you enjoy that. He enjoys that. You receive twice as much. These things you simply have to try to do. Somehow, something, to some extent, inside a society, throughout the day. And then tomorrow you'll be experienced, you'll be wise and experienced, and we can continue. And for now?
Continuing on page 24. Since the will to receive is called creature and a new discernment, the utterance begins precisely from the place where the will to receive begins to receive impressions. The speech is discernments, parts of impressions. For here, there is already a correlation between the light and the will to receive. This is called light and kli. However, there is no utterance in the light without a kli. Since a light that is not attained by the receiver is considered atzmuto, where the utterance is forbidden, since it is unattainable. And how can we name what we do not attain?
Even in Sof, infinity. It's already in Sof. It's inside a vessel that's impressed, that's inspired, and it says, in Sof, infinity. That's a form of attainment. And the light that's not perceived in the vessel, this we call atzmuto.
From this we learn that when we pray for the Creator to send us salvation, cure, and so on, there are two things we should distinguish. One, the Creator. Two, that which extends from Him. In the first discernment, considered atzmuto, the utterance is forbidden, as we have said above. In the second discernment, that which extends from Him, which is considered the light that expands into our kelim, meaning into our will to receive, that is what we call Ein Sof. This is the connection of the Creator with the creatures, being His desire to do good to His creations. The will to receive is regarded as the expanding light that finally reaches the will to receive. When the will to receive receives the expanding light is then called Ein Sof. It comes to the receivers through many covers, so that the lower one will be able to receive them. It turns out that all the discernments and the changes are made specifically in the receiver, with relation to how the receiver is impressed by them. However, we must discern the matter we are speaking of. When we speak of discernments in the worlds, these are potential discernments. And when the receiver attains these discernments, they are called actual. Spiritual attainment is when the attaining and the attained come together. As without an attaining, there is no form to the attained, since there is no one to obtain the form of the attained. Hence, the discernment is considered atzmuto, where there is no room for any utterance. Therefore, how can we say that the attained has its own form?
Without someone who attains him. Because he who attains, according to the degree of his attainment, he can name the concept of his attainment.
We can only speak from where our senses are impressed by the expanding light, which is his desire to do good to his creations, which comes into the hands of the receivers in actual fact. Similarly, when we examine a table, our sense of touch feels it as something hard. We also discern its length and width, all according to our senses. However, that does not necessitate that the table will appear so to one who has other senses. For example, in the eyes of an angel, when it examines the table, it will see it according to its senses. Hence, we cannot determine any form with regard to an angel, since we do not know its senses. Thus, since we have no attainment in the Creator, we cannot say which form the worlds have from His perspective. We only attain the worlds according to our senses and sensations, as it was His will for us to attain Him so. This is the meaning of, there is no change in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the kelim, meaning in our senses. We measure everything according to our imagination. From this, it follows that if many people examine one spiritual thing, each will attain according to his imagination and senses, thereby seeing a different form. In addition, the form itself will change in a person according to his ups and downs. As we have said above, that the light is simple light, and all the changes are only in the receivers. May we be granted with His light and follow in the ways of the Creator and serve Him, not in order to be rewarded, but to give contentment to the Creator and raise divinity from the dust. May we be granted adhesion with the Creator and the revelation of His godliness to His creatures.
Meaning, what is the sum total? We attain only according to our vessels. Each one can build a certain vessel, and accordingly, he discovers his existence and the reality in which he exists. That's it. No vessels, we feel this beastly nature, the imaginary world. When we build the vessels, we feel the world of truth, according to the attainment of the vessel.
Odessa. Shomim alo.
You hear us?
Any sound?
No sound.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Не слышим. Москва.
No, hear you, Moscow.
Rav, in the beginning of this part of the lesson, either we read it or it was your explanation, but my question is, what does it mean that what's attained is called atzmuto if we can't attain its essence?
We attain atzmuto not from the one who attains or the one who is attained, but from the negation of attainment. There is such a thing, that there is a root, an upper root, that cannot be attained. Rather, we only attain what comes out of it. From it comes out the lie that builds a vessel, four phases of direct lie, the world of Ein Sof, yes, but before that, no. Rather, there's certainly a root for what's happening, and that root we call Atzmuto, his essence, meaning he's closed within himself. And we have no contact with it. Yes, please.
После небольшой задержки сегодня в Киеве будет происходить набор кампуса.
Today we're going to have a campus in Kiev.
В центре города сегодня ребята проводят вводную лекцию.
We're starting a campus, and more than half of the friends have been enlisted already, and the friends will give the introductory lecture. We're asking for support from the whole world, all the friends here. And the friends have two questions about it. As of now, were first registering the friends from the, were focusing on registration from the internets. So how does this help us be in these two directions simultaneously, virtually disseminating and physically disseminating? What does that help us? How does it help us? And how does it help the whole worldly?
Look, if it were possible to assemble all of humanity in one place and start to work with it in a certain way, it would have been great. But we're unable to do it, incapable of putting 7 billion people in one place. That's why we have the internet. We need to learn to use it. What's the difference now? Wherever we can, we use virtual dissemination. Where we can't, you know, if we could do something physically, it's better. Physically is always better. It's certain, it's clear. Here you have one man influencing another. You can talk to him, you can convince him, you can be impressed with him, and so on. Virtually, we know how much the virtual world is confused, and how people who don't want to reach a physical shape, if they don't have to, we have such friends, many who can come to physical connection, let's say in Kiev. There are friends who can come to a physical connection, but they don't. Why? They think that they can advance virtually. They have no progress. No progress. Only if the Creator places a person in some hellhole in Siberia somewhere where he can't find himself a few friends, then it's possible that he's arranging for him through the internet the possibility to be in a group. But if a person has the possibility to be in a physical group, and that's how we're built, not artificially, naturally, then we have to come to the group, meaning to that lecture that you're doing, campus and so on, and we have to learn about what is a group, which is the soul. The soul is what we discover in the connection between us and the common desire where the Creator is revealed. So let's hope that we will succeed also in this action in Kiev.
С какими желаниями обучаемых должен работать преподаватель на вводной лекции, если люди первый раз слышат о Каббале?
With what of the students' desires should the teacher work if this is the first time these people are coming to hear about the wisdom of Kabbalah?
A desire to discover, a desire to receive, a desire to attain, to control. These kind of desires, you should educate a boy according to his own way. What do they want? They want to grasp more, to know, to understand, to get along, to have greater confidence, greater knowledge, greater feeling. That's what we have to give them. Later, slowly, gradually, we're changing their style. Yes, you are going towards revelation and reception and feeling, but in order to do it, we have to prepare vessels. Because with your current vessels, you can grasp nothing except for this world, this little lie in which we live. But that's later. First, we have to show them the greatness of the method, of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Don't talk about anything difficult on the path, just like with little kids. Give them only the pretty, the nice stuff. Good luck. Daily task.
Okay, friends, today we had with us Moscow Group 10 number 1, Petah Tikva 10 number 2, Romania, and Austroasia. And Odessa, yes. Okay, today's daily task is every friend in the 10 scrutinizes throughout the whole day how he, he gets the force in order to pass on to the friends advancement and bestowal. Every friend examines throughout the whole day how he can get the force in order to pass it to the friends to advance and bestowal. Let's read a few announcements. To conclude, Open Friday, friends, viewers, you're all invited to a special lesson tomorrow, 2:45 a.m. and for a meal after the lesson. If you want to come, please call first 1-700-509-29. But at this, we conclude. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Who's pulling the strings? The Kabbalah Lam Academy is happy to invite you to lectures throughout Israel during this month. All over Israel, admission is free. For details, go into our website, kab.co.il, or dial 1-700-509-29. Let's sing a song.
בהגשמה כמו מופע בקונצרט מפסנתר עד קלרינט לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד